Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out, Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is August 8th, Thursday, 2019, Day 220. Today's topic, God's hand is on him. Whatever he asks, let it be done. With diligence. Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you, that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and his people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Word. Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 84, verses 9 to 12, Ezra chapter 7, verse 1 to chapter 8, verse 20, 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 to 21, Proverbs 20, verses 28 to 30. Today's main passages. I've got five today. The first one, Ezra chapter 7, verse 6. This Ezra came up from Babylon. He was a teacher well versed in the law of Moses, which the word the Lord, the God of Israel, had given. The king had granted him everything he asked. For the hand of the Lord his God was on him. Second passage, Ezra chapter 7, verses 8 to 9. Ezra arrived in Jerusalem in the fifth month of the seventh year of the king. He had begun his journey from Babylon on the first day of the first month, and he arrived in Jerusalem on the first day of the fifth month, for the gracious hand of his God was on him. Third passage, Ezra chapter 7, verses 13 to 17. Now I decree that any of the Israelites in my kingdom, including priests and Levites, who volunteer to go to Jerusalem with you, may go. You are sent by the king and his seven advisers to inquire about Judah and Jerusalem with regard to the law of your God, which is in your hand. Moreover, you are to take with you the silver and gold that the king and his advisers have freely given to the God of Israel, whose dwelling is in Jerusalem. Together with all the silver and gold you may obtain from the province of Babylon, as well as the freewill offerings of the people and priests for the temple of their God in Jerusalem. With this money, be sure to buy bulls, rams, and male lambs, together with their grain offerings and drink offerings, and sacrifice them on the altar of the temple of your God in Jerusalem. The fourth passage, Ezra chapter 7, verses 21 to 23. Now I, King Artaxerxes, decreed that all the treasurers of Trans-Euphrates are to provide with diligence whatever Ezra the priest the teacher of the law of the God of heaven, may ask of you up to 100 talents of silver, 100 cords of wheat, 100 baths of wine, 100 baths of olive oil, and salt without limit. Whatever the God of heaven has prescribed, let it be done with diligence for the temple of the God of heaven. Why should his wrath fall on the realm of the king and of his sons? The fifth passage, Ezra chapter 7, verses 27 to 28. Praise be to the Lord, the God of our ancestors, who has put it into the king's heart to bring honor to the house of the Lord in Jerusalem in this way, and who has extended his good favor to me before the king and his advisers and all the king's powerful officials, because the hand of the Lord my God was on me. I took courage and gathered leaders from Israel to go up with me. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passages we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to him. My listening. Paul declared that he is a wise builder in yesterday's passage. Ezra's passage reminded us that to be a wise builder, to have Christ as the foundation to build God's project, we need three steps. Not one step can be missed, and that is prophesying, building, supporting. Today's Ezra tells us that because of God's gracious hand is on us, how can we take courage to gather leaders, start doing the work of God? Number one, the king, which is the government, will grant what we ask for. That's from Ezra chapter 7, verse 6. Number two, our journey will be swift and smooth. That's from Ezra chapter 7, verses 8 to 9. Number three, our people will surely and freely make their offerings. That's from Ezra chapter 7, verses 13 to 17. Number four, the support that God prepares will provide with diligence with what we ask for in a big way. That's from Ezra chapter 7, verses 21 to 23. Number five, you will take courage to gather leaders, start doing God's work. That's from Ezra chapter 7, verses 27 to 28. Are you willing to be used by God to become a wise builder? Are you willing to be sent by God to help God's servants to complete God's building project? If you are willing, I am sure your whole life will experience the promise in today's Ezra chapter 6, verse 14. Prosper continually. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, train us to become a wise builder so that our life will experience prosper continually. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of inspiration and invitation have you received from today's message? Number two, what is your next step for you to be trained by God to become a wise builder? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.